This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
I'm Alex Chadwick. A suicide car bomber in Iraq killed dozens of people today at a busy market in the Shiite city of Kufa. This has been a very deadly week for civilians in Iraq. Sectarian violence between Sunni and Shiite Muslims is escalating. Dan Murphy is in Baghdad reporting for the Christian Science Monitor. He joins us now. Dan, welcome back to the program. And give us more on the bomber's actions today.
Well, this was you almost don't use the word horrific anymore because it's become so routine. Kufa is a town very close to the holy city of Najaf, the Shiite town. And right outside a very old mosque there is a place where day laborers gather every day hoping to get jobs. And as we understand it, a guy pulled up in a minivan today, said he had jobs for a bunch of guys. As soon as he filled his van up, he detonated its payload, killing everyone on the bus and, 30 or 40 bystanders waiting around there.
This is in a Shiite town. There was an attack I read about yesterday on the news wires, again in a Shiite market section, I think south of Baghdad, where 50 people were killed and maybe 90 more wounded in a bombing and then a shooting that went on. It just seems unbelievably horrible, the news almost every day.
Yes, that was in Makhmudiya, which is parts of it are Shiite, parts of it are very Sunni. That's one of the contested towns now, a little bit south of Baghdad. What all this is bringing home to us is how deep the sectarian problem has become among Iraqis. This isn't about al-Qaeda, not about foreign fighters so much. It's not even about members of Saddam Hussein's regime. These are widespread killings. There are probably at least 3,000 killings of civilians a month in Iraq right now, and those are very big numbers.
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is still trying to assert authority for his government. I mean, what can he do, and what is happening with the status of the government there?
What he is doing isn't working. We would like to believe that he could find a way to make the police and the military do their jobs openly and honestly, but of course, we've had lots of desertions of Sunnis from U.S.-trained military units, many of whom end up joining the insurgency. We have criminal gangs that have infiltrated the police. You have all kinds of armed actors, both in and out of uniform, that aren't loyal to the state. Recently, 35 or 40 members of the Iraqi Olympic Committee were kidnapped in broad daylight. Nobody did anything about it, and almost all those people are still missing. And this is something that we're seeing again and again. Insurgents setting up checkpoints in small neighborhoods and going door to door, based on people's ID cards, killing all the Shiites in a given area or all the Sunnis in a given area, depending on what sort of militia we're talking about. And Prime Minister Maliki has a constellation of political forces around him that are moving more towards distrust and sectarian and group hostility than the other direction at the moment. He hasn't demonstrated any ability to have a positive impact on this since he came to office.
Dan Murphy writes for the Christian Science Monitor and joins us from Baghdad. Dan, thank you again.
My pleasure.